blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 102, stanzas 1 and 3. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. 1 and 3 of Psalter 102.
Congregation, this afternoon we wish to read out of God's holy word from Luke 22. But before that, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 22, beginning with verse 31 to the end. Verse 31 to the end. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment, and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also one of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth this fellow was also with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into the council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What need we any further witnesses? For we ourselves have heard out of his own mouth.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, all-knowing, eternal, just and merciful, long-suffering God of the heavens and of the earth. We try to draw nigh to thee, but thou knowest that we do not know what to pray for as we ought. Thy disciples, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Wilt thou give a prayer in our heart? And wilt thou teach us to pray with that one foundation in Jesus' name? For we have heard it in these moments. The things concerning thee were to have an end here below. For thou didst go the way that it was written of thee, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And Lord, then we are the transgressors. And we will not number ourselves with the transgressors. But we put our hand in our bosom and we say, What have we done? What is our sin? O Lord, thy servant did say, Lord, if thou shouldst mark transgressions, In thy judgment, who shall stand? But with thee there is forgiveness, that thy name may fear command. Oh, that thou may give each and every one of us that blessed place that we cannot give ourselves, that we may be as we have sung together. Humbled before thee, and that we may be brought in the dust of self-abasement, and that we may be brought by that great power of thy Spirit to smite upon our own breast and to say, standing afar off, as one most unworthy. God be merciful to me, the sinner. Oh, instruct us, Lord, for thou knowest who and what we are. We are all made from that same cloth, all the sons and the daughters of Adam, all conceived and born in sin. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Oh, give then, Lord, that it may come home to us for the first time, but also by renewal, that there may be room and place, and by that true conviction and convincing of sin, for this sacrifice that we do commemorate in these weeks, when thou wast so long-suffering and so merciful and so gracious and yet so just, that thou hast given thy own dear Son unto that cursed death of the cross, that he might pay a price that we cannot pay, or that we may be given to see a little of the great beauty of him who did go before his church into that place that they could not come, lest that they be consumed. O thou who didst love thy church even unto the end, even when they did forsake thee and flee, O thou didst return to gather them again and to bring them into thy flock, oh, that thou may look upon us in thy mercy, in the times in which we are living, and that the need may be borne, that it may be worked out, and that the children, they might come to the birth. Oh, that thou thyself may bring forth in the midst of thy church, and that there may be sons and daughters born in Zion, that thy name may be glorified in the multiplication of thy kingdom, that there may be those who are brought out of nature's darkness and are given to see something of thy marvelous light. Oh, we beseech it of thee, Lord. Otherwise, we begin and we end in ourselves, and that brings us only into destruction. Wash us, cleanse us in that precious and all-atoning blood of thy own dear Son, and make us new creatures, that we may walk according to all thy will. And wilt thou care for all the afflicted and the sick ones, those that have been in the hospital, thou knowest where that they are, even when it is all unknown unto us. Those that must go into the hospital, our own dear mother in this week, wilt thou remember her, when she must undergo a procedure. In her old age, wilt thou be on her right and on her left hand, to guide the hands of the physicians and to give thy blessing. Lord, remember all that need thee. There are also young people that do experience pain in the body. Thou knowest where that they are. The father that cannot work, the mother that lays in her home, others that are weak, others that receive treatments from week to week. Lord, care for them, thou great physician, and supply and bless, could it be, the means to their welfare, and also for a blessing upon this short journey between the cradle and the grave. Oh, how short our life is. And then thy word speaks of it as but a handbreadth. It is as a shadow. It is as a little cloud. It comes and then it disappears. In the morning it is like the grass. It groweth up. And the wind passeth over it, and then it is gone. Solemn is our life. O Lord, bind it upon our hearts. Grant us a good hour together in thy favor. Do forgive and take away our many sins, and bless us on the basis of the work of thy dear Son, whereby alone thou art able to grant us a blessing, to pour forth thy Spirit in this hour, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us now sing from Psalter 272, stanzas 2 and 3. Attend, O Lord, to my desire. O haste to answer when I pray, for grief consumes my strength like fire, my days as smoke pass swift away. 2 and 3 of Psalter 272. Congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found in Luke 22. Luke 22 and there of the 62nd verse. Luke 22, verse 62. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. So far, the words of our text. Peter weeps first. The reason for this weeping. Second, the commencement of this weeping. And third, the profit of this weeping. Peter weeps first, the reason for. Second, the commencement, the beginning of this weeping. And third, the profit of this weeping. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. First, the reason for this weeping. What is the reason for his weeping? The reason is that he has sinned. Did you ever weep because you have sinned? Did you ever have one tear because that you have sinned? We cannot be saved if we have never wept because that we have sinned. I do not mean that we have to have natural tears, because there are those that have many natural tears. But we need to have soul tears. There are some that weep very easily from their eyes, but that do not have any weeping in their heart. And there are others that cannot weep with their eyes. They are sometimes jealous of those that are allowed to weep. And yet we can read in God's word that that king, that heathen king, recognized in Nehemiah's sorrow of heart. Did you ever have sorrow of heart because that you have sinned? There are natural consequences for sin. And the whole world that is weeping for those natural consequences and desires to be delivered from those natural consequences. But that is not the first reason that Christ came into the world. He will deliver his people from them, yes. He will do that. But that is only a consequence of delivering them from the evil of sin itself. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Sin, that was very bitter to Peter. Is sin also very bitter unto us? The consequences of sin, they are bitter to the whole world. And therefore the whole world is weeping. But Peter experienced the bitterness of sin itself. And that is why Peter, he is weeping. And he is weeping with a very deep and with a very bitter grief. What has Peter done? What is the reason for his weeping? Peter did what he never thought he would do. Did we ever think about that? Then it can be that in the future that we do something that we never think today that we would do. How quickly can a man fall into sin? We can read that it was not very long ago, just a few hours ago, that the Lord Jesus, he has spoken to Peter. And he has said to Peter, you are going to sin. Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow, before this morning, that thou shalt deny me thrice.
He is warned. And Peter, he does not believe it. No. He is very vehement. He says, I am ready to go with thee into prison, and I am ready to go with thee into death. Then I will not deny thee. Likewise, we read, said all of the other of the disciples. Did Peter mean it? Yes, he meant it. He meant it with his whole heart. Peter loved the Lord. Peter was a child of the Lord. Peter was no hypocrite. The root of the matter that was in Peter is the root of the matter also in us. Peter loved the Lord. Peter loved the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Do we also love the Lord Jesus Christ? It is one thing to love the Lord. It is another thing to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter confessed him. He says, Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Do we believe that? Do we love him? That will be the case. That will be the case if he has revealed himself to our soul. If we have known something in our life of the need for him, and when he has shown himself in that need, oh, then our heart that will also begin to go out after him in love. Then we will say he is white and ruddy. He is the chiefest among 10,000. Peter loved the Lord Jesus. Do we also love the Lord Jesus Christ? And yet Peter did what he never thought that he would do. Peter did what he did not want to do. Peter did not contemplate that sin. He did not think beforehand what he was going to do. Do you remember who did that, boys and girls? We heard of him last week, didn't we? We heard of Judas. Then he lay on his bed and he was thinking about that sin that he was going to commit. Was that same in the life of Peter? No. No, there is a difference, a great difference, between contemplating sin and falling. As Peter has fell. Oh, the temptation of Satan that is very great. The temptation of Satan that is very strong. Peter underestimated the strength of Satan's temptations. Peter overestimated his own strength. Peter went into a place he did not belong. Do you go sometimes, young people, into a place you do not belong? There in that place that he did not belong, there was temptation. And he remained in that place so long that three times he has grievously fallen. That three times he has grievously sinned against the Lord. Peter did not belong in the palace of the high priest. No, the Lord Jesus had dismissed him. The Lord Jesus had said unto the enemy, If therefore ye seek me, Let these go their way. The Lord Jesus has warned Peter that this was now the place that he was not able to come. He has warned Peter of his weakness, but he did not believe it. Do you believe it? Your weakness. God's children do not lose their character when the Lord converts them, when he gives them a new life. Then the character that they have received that remains sometimes, if it is not so good, then the Lord, he is mitigating that character. But Peter was a forward man, and he was a very bold man, but we see he was also a very courageous man. He was a man who was ready to take the sword. But the boldest of God's children, they have to learn in their life their own weakness. Peter, he said, I am ready to die with thee. Was that true? Oh, Peter meant it. He meant it with his whole heart. But it wasn't true. No, Peter was not quite so ready to give his life for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter had to find out that he was not ready to die. Are you ready to die? And he certainly was not ready to die for the sake of the Lord. Are we ready to die for the sake of the Lord? And that is why Peter was frightened. He was frightened by the words of a servant girl. This man was also with him. Woman, I know him not. Oh, Peter weeps over this. He weeps over this. Peter weeps over what he said. Did you ever weep over what you have said? Peter did not mean it. No, it was not true. Peter did know the Lord. And Peter loved the Lord. Peter weeps. Peter says, how is this possible that I have dared to say such a thing? Did you ever weep over what that you have said? Peter went out and wept bitterly. Why? What was the reason? Oh, he thinks back. What does Mark say? Mark writes that after that maid, she has confronted Peter. And Peter, he has denied. Then we read that Peter, he went out into the porch. Oh, he did not feel so comfortable where he was. He felt uneasy. Do you ever feel uneasy where you are, young people? In the places that you go? Then Peter, he felt, this is not a good place for me to be. And he withdraws himself. He withdraws himself just a little bit. And then we read that the cock crew. Did Peter hear it? Oh, yes. Peter heard it. But did it now register in that mind of Peter? Oh, Peter is weeping. Peter weeps. Why? Oh, he says, why is it? Why is it that I did not flee that place? Oh, why is it that I did hang about in that awful place of temptation? Why is it that I did not hide myself And when it was still possible, Peter weeps. He weeps bitterly. He weeps over what? He weeps over the multiplication of his sin. Did you ever weep over the multiplying of your sins? Over the increasing of your sins? And when he thinks back, then every step that is like a sword that is in his wounded heart as he is weeping. Oh, the temptations, they increased when he stayed there in that place and when he knew that he did not belong there. Oh, then came the next one, another maid, and then it seems more, a few others with him. Then thou art also of them. And then the vehemency, because when we have begun, then it is not so easy to come back. And then the vehemency of Peter, that is also increasing. Oh, a second time. Man, I am not. Finally, another hour goes by. Oh, Peter, Peter, go out of that place. Oh, he stays. He wants to see the end. And then they are coming again. And they are coming with what? Oh, then they begin to bring forth the evidences. Satan knows the evidences. What kind of evidences are they that they bring forth? They are the evidences that he is one of them, that he is a follower of Christ. They say, I hear your language. You speak the language of the Galileans. That is the same language as this despised Galilean. Indeed, you are one of them. Oh, Satan knows. Satan knows what are the marks of the true church. And in the persecutions of that church, then Satan, he is using those marks. He is bringing them against that true people of the Lord that are speaking the language of the people of the Lord. And he is coming against just that people. Oh, then Satan, he is coming to say, I have seen you in your life. I have seen what you have done. I have seen that you were confessing, that you were professing the name of this Galilean. I have seen you in the garden with him. I have seen that you have drawn your sword out of your sheath, that you have even begun to fight for him. Oh, I have seen that it is meaning so much to you. I have seen that you are indeed one of them. Peter weeps. Why does Peter weep? Oh, he weeps bitterly. Why? Because it was also true. It was also true. That enemy has spoken the truth, and I've spoken the lie. Man, I do not know this man. He weeps. He weeps over his fears of the enemy. He weeps because those fears, they have brought him into such a low place where he has begun to curse. where he has called God to witness that he was telling the truth and that he knew nothing of this man whom that they despised when it was not true. When he has loved him with all his heart, Peter weeps. Or he said, could my weeping have come sooner? Oh, that it would not have taken so long for me to begin to weep over my sin. When did he begin to weep? That is our second thought. Then we read two things. What do we read? We read, and immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. The cock crew. What is a cock, children? Say that is a rooster. Many of you have heard the rooster crowing so many times. Why is such a thing written in the Bible? The Bible that is not speaking about animals? Is that so important that the cock was crowing? We are speaking here about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, he is standing in the judgment. We are speaking here about Peter. Peter is here denying that he knows anything of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are speaking here about the greatest matters of salvation for the church that is through all ages. And now Luke writes that the cock crew. You say, how can that be? That it's written so in the Bible, just that little thing. And the cock crew. Children, do you know why? Oh, then there is the smallest child in our midst that is able to say something. Why that little thing and the cock crew? Why that little detail that we hear every day again? And that happened in those days, every day again, every morning. Why that is now written here in the Bible? Why is that? What is happening in this place? Oh, here this is the palace of the high priest. And in that palace of the high priest, there we see the Lord Jesus, who is standing before the council. He is standing before the Pharisees. He is standing before the scribes. And those Pharisees and the scribes, they are trying to get the Lord Jesus to say one thing. There is only one thing that they want him to hear that comes out of his mouth. What do they say? They say, art thou the Christ? Tell us. They demand it. They want to know. Why? Because that is the very point that they want to condemn him for, to death. Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then say they all, art thou then the Son of God? Oh, they are eager to hear it.
They want to hear that confession. They want him to say it outright. They want him to say it plainly. Do you know what they do not realize? That testimony of that he is the Son of God that has just been given. Who gave that testimony? One of God's creatures. One of God's little creatures, a rooster. What do we read? And immediately, as he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. All the enemy can mock, but there is a powerful testimony in that moment in the heart of Peter. Powerful testimony that this is the Son of God. That is not a testimony that was received by the scribes, by the Pharisees. No, it was not given to them. Why? They were missing the prophecy of the Son of God. Thus the world, they are being deprived of the powerful testimonies of the divinity of the Son of God that are being given unto that true church of God. The Lord does not give it to them. The Lord lets them mock. If I tell you, you will not believe, and you will not let me go. And now the Lord reserves that for his people. He reserves that for the poor. He reserves that for the salvation of their soul. And he withholds it from the enemy. Is that just? I thank thee. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and thou hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. What happened? What happened there when the eyes of Peter did meet with the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ? What happened there? Then the heart of that man melted. It melted. Oh, did your eyes ever melt when the Lord turned and looked upon you in your sin? What did he see in those eyes? Did he see anger? Did he see displeasure? Did he see hatred? No. All there was love in those eyes of Christ. There was a loving rebuke. When the eyes of Christ did meet the eyes of his beloved Peter. Oh, then those eyes spoke to him. Peter, do you remember? Brought him back. Do you remember, Peter? Do you remember what I said unto you? Whither I go, now ye cannot come. Ye cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me hereafter. Those eyes spoke to Peter. They brought him back. The Lord said, Peter, go back. You cannot go in the place I must now go. I will go for you, Peter. Go back. You must leave me now. And you must go back to the rest. Remember the new commandment that I gave unto you, that you would love one another as I have loved you, that ye would also love one another, so all men shall know that ye are my disciples. And the Lord looked upon Peter. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Let us sing 77, stanzas 3 and 4. In prosperous days I boasted, unmoved I shall remain. For Lord, by thy good favor, my cause thou didst maintain. I soon was sorely troubled, for thou didst hide thy face. I cried to thee, Jehovah, I sought Jehovah's grace. 3 and 4 of Psalter 77. Our last thought, the profit of this weeping. What do we do, congregation, when we have fallen into sin? Do we weep? By nature, we do not weep. When we have sinned against the Lord, then we go on in our sin. Or we have a little bit of remorse, but we do not weep. Last week we heard about Judas. He did not weep either. He weeps today. The Bible says weeping and gnashing of teeth, but there is no profit in it anymore. Then we can weep to all eternity, and it will not profit us. If only his weeping had begun a little earlier, if only his weeping was over more than the consequences of his sin. Satan is very cruel. Satan, the Lord Jesus, he said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as the wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Then he may sift him. He may, and Christ did not take him out of that sifting. But he brought him through that sifting. Where was that sifting? Say that was in that palace of the high priest. No doubt. There Satan delighted in the strengthening of the temptations. There Satan delighted in the multiplying of the sin of the church of God. But do you think Satan then left him? When Peter left that judgment hall? No, that is not the way of Satan. Then you can be sure that Satan, he has gone along with that man. And then there was a sifting. Oh, then he says to that man, so, you think that you are of the children of the Lord? Where is that now to be seen in your life? Faith? I have seen nothing but the fruits of unbelief in your life. Oh, ask now the people of the Lord if they know the smallest part of that sifting of Satan. Oh, Peter, you are but a hypocrite. You say, but you do not. You are very brave in your words, but you are a coward when it comes to your deeds. You have no faith. You do not believe. That is evident. The cock crows at the bidding of the Lord of Sabaoth. And you, Peter, you do not. You have begun well. You have followed Christ. But look how it now ends. Oh, you are like a King Saul. He was so humble in the beginning, but he was a castaway. And you have sinned against received grace. It is no longer possible for you. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as the wheat. Do you know what the wonder is? It is such a wonder that Peter, he is found among the other disciples. After his sin, that is a wonder. It was up to the devil.
the devil would have done with him as he did with Judas. But it is not up to the devil. Do you believe that, people of the Lord, that it is not up to the devil? I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. That is now the cause that Peter is still found among that people. And later Peter will acknowledge this. Then he will publish it in that word of God, kept. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, that is why Peter does not despair, but prays and weeps. Do you despair? Or do you weep? How deep that God's people can fall. There is not a sin in the whole world that that people are not capable of committing. Do you believe that? How deep that they can fall. But they cannot fall away. No, the Lord, he needs to break the legs of a man. They have to learn to be saved with their hands down. And that is not easy for the flesh of that people, especially in that new life. Oh, they want to do everything for the Lord, and they are ready with that blessed zeal of that new life. And that is good. But then they need to learn that the Lord, he has to do everything for me. Did we ever learn this in our life? The Lord, he says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that most blessed part, the Lord has reserved for himself. Peter followed the Lord out of love. That is true. But it was not obedience. And he had to smart for that. How little man knows of his own weakness until he enters into the battle. Until the enemy is on every side. Oh, then he is learning something about the strength of sin. And he is learning something about the weakness of himself. Jehoshaphat, he cried out, we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. O Christ, he fought a battle that Peter could not win. Peter went out, but Christ did not. Christ did not go out, but he went through that battle. And he came out the victor. How is that possible? Because he was the Son of God. Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, ye say that I am. Oh, that is why he was able to go through it. And he has gone through it for the sake of whom? He has gone through that for the sake of his own people. Because Peter had to go out. What does that mean? That means that the people, they have to avoid that enemy as much as they can. That they should not think
that they have the strength to fight against the temptations of the devil. Young people, if you have an enemy and he comes toward you, then there are two things that you can do. You can fight or you can run. Which one would you do? You say, well, if I think I'm strong enough, then I will stand and fight. And I think if he is stronger than me, then I run. That is right. That is right. And now what does the Bible say? You must run. You must run. Because the Bible says you cannot fight. Peter could not fight. It is true. When that enemy, he is overtaking you, then you will have to fight. But for us to go toward that enemy in such a way, oh, do not think that you are so morally strong. No, what does Solomon say? He says, enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. He says, avoid it. Pass not by it. Do not go that way. Turn from it. Pass away. Why? You are weak. Do you believe that? Peter did not. Oh, there are times, young people, that you cannot avoid it. There will be some of you that will be sitting in the class, in the university, in the college, and you will be listening to a professor who is mocking the God of heaven and of earth. And all around you will be others that are laughing and mocking with him, and you will feel as if you are surrounded by enemies, and you will wish that you could hide yourself so that no one will know what church that you go to or what profession that you profess. Sometimes you are able to give a good testimony. And there are other times that it is better you do not cast your pearls before the swine. Then you need discretion, but do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And do not deny, even with a historical faith, do not deny the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, lest you weep bitterly. Or when you go out of that university, and you go outside, then I would say, look around you and open your ears and listen. Listen for what? Listen for the birds. For the birds. Do you know what David says? All nature praises God. Even when the professors of this world do not praise him. And what happened with Peter? When Peter looked on everything that was carnal, then he was afraid. And then it was a bird. A bird that brought him back to see that Christ, he is the Son of God. Oh, that crowing of the cock. That seems like such a little, such a minor thing. But that is one of the infinite number of details that the Most High God, who is sitting on his throne, is looking after. You believe that, children? You say, I'm just a little child. Oh, do you believe that God sees you?
that he notices the very smallest things that are happening in this world when you sin, but also when you weep. Oh, can you not bring yourself to repentance? Do you have such a hard heart? Or do you say, I wish that I could weep as Peter wept? Do you say that? Do you know what the Lord needs? Nothing. Oh, just the crowing of a rooster and a look from the Lord, and you will be all tears. Do you believe that? It is congregation for him so easy. And there are times when the coinciding of the providences of the Lord, they are a powerful testimony in the life of his church that the Lord is alive, that the Lord governs the whole world, and that the Lord is protecting and taking care of his own church. The world does not understand it. To them, it is all just common things. But for the church, that can be a powerful testimony in their troubled soul. And immediately, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, give it a place. We cannot give it a place in ourselves or in others. Oh, the blessedness of true repentance. One tear, O Lord, is what we ask from thee. It all comes from thee. And there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Oh, give us a holy jealousy for the portion of Peter. Not his sin, but Lord, thou knowest our sin. Oh, give to us that washing, that cleansing, and that renewal that he knew. Do forgive. Do forgive all our sins. Bring us safely to our places this day. Bring us with desire in the midweek. And when we hope to gather in a day of prayer, oh, give it in our hearts that the need may be borne, and that the need may be stoked as a fire, that it may burn in our hearts, not only for the things, the blessings of this life, but for our poor soul. And wilt thou forgive what was amiss this hour? Dismiss us with an undeserved blessing for Jesus' sake. Amen. 306 stanzas 3 and 4. On whom but God can we rely? The Lord our God, who reigns on high, who condescends to see and know and the things of heaven and earth below, the things of heaven and earth below. 3 and 4 of Psalter 306. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.